Thank you, Dave. Beautiful arrangement, wasn't that? Be Thou My Vision. Having some problems with the lapel mic, so we're using the pulpit mic today. Honor your mother. First of all, I need to say a few things, and that is I realize that for many people here today that you no longer have a mother alive. Or there perhaps are several here who don't even know who your birth mother is. You may call someone else mom. And I also realize that there may be several here who either currently have or had a very unhealthy, dysfunctional mother. Or there may be some here today that feel left out because you are not a mother. I realize that. So let me say this. I believe that mothers do the best that they know how. I've never met a mother who said, I'm going to try to screw up my kids' lives. You may think they say that, but when you really get to know them, I don't know any mother who really absolutely feels that way. I don't think any mother tries to mess up their kids' lives. They do the best they can. And we can honor them because they brought us into the world. They also did the best they could in raising us. And that may mean for some mothers, they chose to let someone else do the raising of their children. Some mothers realized it's beyond me. Some mistakes may have been made, whatever. And they felt the best decision was to let someone else do that. We can all learn to honor others. In some way, for something. Nobody's perfect. That's the goal. It was in our Sabbath school lesson this week, right? Matthew 5. But nobody's there yet. We're still growing. So let's learn to genuinely honor others. Even if it's only in our thinking. With some, it may be just in our thinking. We can learn to value and appreciate others for something. Okay, having gotten that out of the way. You know, it feels good. It's good. It feels good to honor the one, who brought us into this world. Mothers have sacrificed a lot for us because they love us. Whatever our relationship may have been or currently is with our mother, we can honor her because we are here today. Without our mothers, we would not be here. That's very obvious, but sometimes we need to think about that. I would not be here if it was not for my mother. I would not exist. And if my birth mother is not the one who raised me, then it's healthy to honor also the one who did. I can honor the one who gave birth to me, and I can also honor the one or the ones who had part in raising me. As I said before, nobody's mom is perfect. Some mothers may think they're perfect. They're not. Some may think their mother is perfect. They're not. Over the years, I suppose our relationships with our mothers has had, for the most part, its ups and downs. I am one of those who is still fortunate to have a mother alive. I talked to my mother last night. I am blessed. I am fortunate to be able to do that. And yet all of us who have mothers have not seen eye to eye on all things throughout our lives. And yet, if the truth were known, as we get older, we realize that we're probably more like our mothers than we sometimes care to admit. I see that in myself more and more. Also, Father. But this is Mother's Day weekend. Many mothers have said that their appreciation for their mom, I should say many daughters say that their appreciation for their mom went up about 100% when they became moms. We can't really know the depth of commitment and what it really means to be a mother unless we are one. You know, unless you walk a mile on somebody's moccasins, you really don't know. There are many ways we can honor our mothers. The obvious, the least we can do is at least, if they're alive, a phone call, a card on Mother's Day, and other occasions. Sometimes just an unexpected visit, out of the blue, an unexpected call, just to say, hello, how's your day going? I love you. That's a great way to honor mom. One daughter wrote this neat note to her mom. She said, "Dear Mom, I just wanted to say thanks for bringing me into this world. I appreciate the sacrifices you made to make me. I want you to know that to me, you are a treasure purer than any amount of gold, and I honor you for giving me my gift of life. Love, your daughter." Moms, how would you feel getting a note like that from a child? That's pretty special, isn't it? How about applying the golden rule and doing something like that for someone we can honor? It goes both ways. On the front of the bulletin, there's the text this morning that is from the Ten Commandments. After the word honor, you see the three little dots. That ellipsis means we're leaving out fathers today. Honor your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. When God was establishing his people, the nation of Israel, right at the very origin, at part of its constitution, he established the importance of honoring mothers. Helps with stress, doesn't it? Stress has a lot to do with long life. Good relationships. God, right at the very beginning. And then in the scripture reading that was read today by Ann, when Jesus came and reestablished God's people in the Christian church, Jesus was a role model of honoring mothers. He had John take care of his mother when Jesus was no longer going to be around on planet Earth in the flesh. Our service today is going to be, it's more of a light service today. I want it to be uplifting and fun. I'm going to share a couple things with you this morning. First of all, is something a little more lighthearted, lightheaded too, maybe if you laugh too hard. Lighthearted, I'll get it out here. And then something more serious after that. And may I suggest that if you have not read it, get out your church newsletter. And I would like to suggest that you, I'd like to recommend you read the contribution I gave to it. It's called Mean Moms. How many of you read Mean Moms? Several hands. Did you like it? Didn't originate with me. It was good, wasn't it? Mean Moms. It was excellent. I'd like to encourage you to read that. That's good. It's a good one. We all enjoy having kids up front. That's great. You know, that was Cindy and Ron, thanks so much. That's always great to have the kids up front and share from their heart. I'm going to do some sharing too. This was not original with me. If you're on the internet circuit, the emails, you perhaps have seen this, maybe not. But this was some second graders were asked some questions regarding mom. And I'm just going to share some of the questions and some of the responses. You know, sometimes the best way to know what somebody's like is to get a response from a child, you know, a kid. They're just honest, right to the point. Anyway, so remember these are second graders. Questions that were asked second graders. First question, why did God make mothers? One second grader said she's the only one who knows where the Scotch tape is. Another one said, mostly to clean the house. Ooh, yeah. Some of these are kind of sad, really, but they're real, you know. Another question. How did God make mothers? One said he just used dirt, like for the rest of us. Is that what Genesis says? Another one said magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. Another youngster said, God made my mother just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts. Kids are great. Aren't kids great? What ingredients are mothers made of? One youngster said, well, they had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly used string, I think. Another question, why did God give you your mother and not some other mom? Well, one said, because we're related. Another one said, very insightful here, God knew that she likes me a lot more than other people's moms like me. Okay, this is insightful. What kind of little girl do you think your mom was? One said, my mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. Another youngster said, I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy. Oh, here's another one. They say she used to be nice. Okay. Some of the kids were asked, what did mom need to know about dad before she married him? One said, his last name. Another one, kid's perspective, interesting. Another one says, well, she had to know, does he make at least $800 a year? And did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? Why did your mom marry your dad? This youngster said, my grandma said that mom didn't have her thinking cap on. Shoot. Who's the boss at your house? Mom doesn't want to be boss, one youngster said, but she has to be because dad's such a goofball. Another person said, mom, you can tell by room inspection. She sees the stuff under the bed. Another question. What's the difference between moms and dads? Boy, dads, we got to do some work here. We're getting ready for Father's Day. This kid says, moms work at work and work at home, and dads just go to work at work. The difference between moms and dads, moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. Another said, dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power, because that's who you gotta ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's. And here's the home run, I think, one of them. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms have magic. They make you feel better without medicine. What does your mom do in her spare time? Moms don't do spare time. Right, Cindy? They need vacations, right? Another said, to hear her tell it, you'd think she paid bills all day long. What would it take to make your mom perfect? Interesting. One youngster said, on the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery. Kids, I tell you. So, what would it take to make your mom perfect? This kid says, diet. You know, her hair. I'd dye it. Maybe blue. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? This kid says, she has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Another said, I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it and not me. And lastly, what would you do to change one thing about your mom? I'd like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on the back of her head. All right, that was the lighter one. Now, a more serious one. This is entitled, The Other Woman in My Life. After 21 years of marriage, my wife wanted me to take another woman out to dinner and a movie. She said, I love you, yet I know this other woman also loves you and would love to spend some time with you. The other woman my wife wanted me to spend some time with was my mother, who has been a widow for 19 years. However, because of the demands of my work and my wife and three children, I had visited her only occasionally. That night, I called to invite her to go out for dinner and a movie. And her response was, "What's wrong? Are you well?" My mother is the type of woman who suspects that a late night call or a surprise invitation is a sign of bad news. I thought that it would be pleasant to spend some time with you, I responded, just the two of us. She thought about it for a moment and then said, I would like that very much. After work on our arranged date, as I drove over to pick her up, I was a bit nervous. When I arrived at her house, I noticed that she too seemed to be nervous about our date. She waited at the door with her coat on. She had curled her hair and was wearing the dress that she had worn to celebrate her last wedding anniversary. She smiled from a face that was as radiant as an angel's. I told my friends that I was going to go out with my son, and they were impressed, she said as she got into the car. They cannot wait to hear about our outing. We went to a restaurant first, although not elegant, was very nice and cozy. My mom took my arm as if she were the first lady. After we sat down, I had to read the menu to her. Her eyes could only read large print. Halfway through the entries, I lifted my eyes and saw Mom sitting there staring at me. A nostalgic smile was on her lips. It was I who used to have to read the menu when you were small, she said. Then it's time that you relax and let me return the favor, I responded. During the dinner, we had an agreeable conversation, nothing extraordinary, but catching up on recent events of each other's lives. We talked so much that we missed the movie. As we arrived at her house later, she said, I'll go out with you again, but only if you let me invite you. I agreed. How was your dinner date? I asked my wife when I got home. Very nice, I answered, much more so than I could have ever imagined. A few days later, my mother died of a massive heart attack. It happened so suddenly that I didn't have a chance to do anything else for her. Sometime later, I received an envelope with a copy of a restaurant receipt from the same place Mother and I had dined. An attached note said, I paid this bill in advance. I wasn't sure that I could be there, but nevertheless, I paid for two plates, one for you, and if I wasn't going to be there, the other for your wife. You will never know what that night meant for me. I love you, son. At that moment, I understood the importance of saying, I love you, and to give our loved ones the time that they really deserve. Nothing in life is more important in this world than our family. Give them the time they deserve, because these things cannot be put off forever. Somebody once said it takes about 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Someone doesn't know that once you're a mother, normal is history. Somebody said you can't love the second child as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have two or more children. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is labor and delivery. Somebody never watched her baby get on the bus for the first day of kindergarten or on a plane headed for military boot camp. Somebody said a mother can stop worrying after her child gets married. Somebody doesn't know that marriage only adds a new son-in-law or daughter-in-law to a mother's heartstrings. Somebody said a mother's job is done when her last child leaves home. Somebody never had grandchildren. Somebody said your mother knows you love her, so you don't need to tell her. Somebody isn't a mother. This isn't just about being a mother. It's about appreciating the people in your life while you have them, no matter who that person is. One final quote. Be kinder than necessary, for everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle. Thanks for coming today. If you did not get a carnation, ladies, during church family time, please get one as you exit. I understand that there's some out in the foyer, so if you did not get one, please do get one. And if there are some leftovers, you can notice that. Pay attention. This afternoon, please take a carnation to someone not here who you would like to honor. Happy Mother's Day. Let me pray. Precious Father, thank you this day for our mothers. Thank you for what the ladies and the women in our lives have done for us. Help us to learn to honor them and appreciate them, to give them encouragement, strength, help, so that we may honor one another as we live and as we walk towards your kingdom, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Make us one, Lord, make us one. Holy Spirit, make us one. Let your love